The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I call her Firefly. 'Cause, oh my, she radiates moon glow. Wants none of that noon glow. She starts to glitter when the sun goes down about 8 p.m. It's mayhem. She switches the brights up, lights up, and gives me a call. Take me to the Firefly's ball. But when I get her there, set her there, do I get the better there? Grab me some glow. No, she's a gadabout, mad about, luring every land about, while leaving me moaning low. Firefly, why can't I latch on to you? Know how, oh how I love you, but gee, while you set the night on fire, fire, shine a little light on me.
Joni Bennett with Piscopo. This is a great song I rediscovered. Let it go, Al. Lady Gaga. So my little, I have a young daughter, 9 years old, so cute, little Charlie, you know, and we were out chasing fireflies, so I always call her my firefly. She tells me, hey, Dad, you're Tony Bennett and Gaga do the Firefly. I said, no, I really haven't heard that song. She's telling me, she's nine, right? And so I discovered that song was great. I know Tony and his politics you may not agree with, but really one of the great artists of all time in Mr. Bennett, clearly. And Stephanie Germanotta, New York's finest from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, the Germanotta family is, and Gaga, just brilliant as ever. So thanks for letting me do that. By the way, not a pretty sight. It's either the fireflies have gotten quicker or I'm getting really old. I couldn't catch them. You know, when you see this, they streak by you now. Those fireflies, I'm telling you. And I'm going like, I got this. So I couldn't catch a firefly. So finally, finally there's a firefly and I see it like resting. The firefly's resting and its light is going. The light's going, so it's not like dead or anything, but I see it. So I it was on like a piece of brick in the driveway. And I picked, that's the one I got, the one that stopped. I got it. So I was laughing. But Charlie goes, that's a senior citizen firefly, Dad. Some guy, we named the firefly Bob. It's like, I'm tired of the lights. I got to do the lights all the time. I'm done. And so I grabbed them and we put them into a little jar. And then, of course, we always let them go. So thanks for letting me put that song on there. Firefly, Bennett and Lady Gaga. Mr. Bennett and Lady Gaga. 608 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. There's so much ridiculously crazy news that doesn't make sense, that I enjoy talking about catching fireflies more than what I'm about to tell you. It's just a crazy, it is, it's getting a tough time. And like I said, fear not, we'll get through it. We really will. We did in 1967, 1968. It was worse. The only difference is the politicians, the Democratic politicians, supported the police. Now they don't want any police. So this is emboldening a small group of losers, thugs, creeps, failures in life, whatever you want to call them, just to run rampant. The pandemic, the shutdown, the sociological effect that I keep talking about from this pandemic shutdown is this is the result that you get from shutting down society, because you don't have a medical community that can handle a pandemic. 100 years after we had the last one, we haven't advanced day one in the medical arena. I'm telling you that right now, and I know the powerful words that I say. Now, I refer to the medical arena coming out of Washington, D.C. No one's stepping up. It's been 100 years since the Spanish flu. Now we got this Wuhan virus that you see was everything. Gordon Chang is on the show, by the way, today, I'm proud to tell you. And Gordon was the one that said this was intentional. They didn't create it intentionally. It got out. The Wuhan virus got out. And President Xi and the Communist Party, not the Chinese people, please. President Xi and the Communist Party allowed it to spread all over the world. And it was weird when you see it, man. It was like a sci-fi film, and you know that. It comes out, and then President Trump jumps right on it, you know. He shuts it down. Joe Biden goes, "You're a racist. You're a racist, Donald Trump. You're shutting down flights from China." And the president stayed strong and shut down the flights from China. Now bringing back the Americans on other flights. But then Xi goes and the virus ends up in Europe. They do an end run. And then it's still the president shuts down. Remember? Oh, he can't shut down flights from Europe, but he did. President Trump did. People forget they vilified him for that, right? And then he shuts down flights from Britain to America. Yet still we have the medicine. Please hear what I'm telling you. We have the medicine to stop it. And I know that all the crazy, the whacked out regressive socialists are going to say, they go up against Donald Trump. The hydroxychloroquine works. And I would say this. If, God forbid, you lost somebody with this horrible virus, because it is voracious and it is very, very contagious, and especially for older folks, if someone was, I would hire, you know, Arthur Idala is with us this morning. We'll talk to him. How, you know, is it possible for you to sue the state, sue the politicians, sue them? They want to make the police officers, you know, that you could sue a police officer. They want to put that through up in Albany. How about the politicians? They don't give immunity to the politicians. You could sue them because if those politicians in charge said, like the president did, you know, hydroxychloroquine works. It's a penny a pill. We got it from India. We're going to really ramp it up. The press stopped it. Why did they stop it? Why did the mainstream media stop it? They stopped it. It was a whole campaign. Even the FDA got involved. President Trump, you could see him put up his hands and goes, "Look, I'm telling you it works. I take it. You should take it." How many thousands of lives could have been saved? And I would say, man, God forbid I lost somebody. I'd be with a lawyer like today, and I'd be going after the politicians. I'd be going after the hospital. I'd be going after the nursing home. Absolutely, you have a right to do that. Because now they shut down. They don't know what to do, the politicians. So they shut down the country, you know, on the advice of all the medical community. And this is what you get. You get protests all over. And then there's no consequences. Please stay with me on this, because I'm not angry. I'm like, I am in a jaw drop amazement that people are that dumb and that the press doesn't have, the mainstream media doesn't have the guts, the courage, or the sense of responsibility to report what really is happening. All they keep pushing is Joe Biden. All they keep talking about is Roger Stone, his sentence being commuted. They're obsessed. Rogers don't. Oh, now Mueller's coming out. Oh, well, that makes me feel a lot better. Bob Mueller's now going to open his mouth. Robert Mueller, thanks for your service, Mr. Mueller. But really, I mean, really, this is what Robert Mueller said about Roger Stone. We don't care. Because Roger Stone didn't do anything wrong, number one. Number two, Robert Mueller is a big fail. The Mueller probe is a fail. Then they wheel out Adam Schiff again. This guy's, I'm telling you what, he's an alien, man. I'm telling you, Schiff with the eyes, when he comes out, and the president's right with the neck. You know me, I don't like to attack anybody, but I watch Nancy Pelosi, how she works. I think the aliens are doing something. I don't know, maybe it's like, this cat is weird. Schiff is like a weird cat. I'm telling you, they say, oh, those conservatives are weird. Look, do you see this guy? You see Schiff? You watch it. Watch him. He's out. He's talking again. They're listening to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff's a liar. He's a cold-faced, bold-faced liar. And he's the one that should be in prison. Adam Schiff should be in prison with Jerry Nadler. I said it. They come out. They started this probe, and then no one in the news media shows the clip of Adam Schiff talking about the the Mueller probe, right? No one shows him saying, oh, well, there's Russia collusion. Russia, remember that? Remember this one? President Trump is a Russian asset. Remember that one? Oh, yeah. They don't show it. And the press isn't that dumb. There's an evil intent just to cause chaos in the country. And it makes me think that the press is owned by George Soros. It makes me think that the press is owned by the communists in China, the mainstream media, you know? Yeah, I can't even. You watch them and they say, how could they possibly be off base? How could they not show a clip of Adam Schiff or of Mueller babbling at the hearing for the Mueller probe? Remember they brought him out and this was going to be it. Remember? See, I don't forget all this stuff. They think we forget. Don't forget. I'm telling you, can't forget. We have to mobilize. You cannot let this evil infiltrate the country because they're doing it in the streets because of a mismanagement by the medical community of the virus. A pandemic comes in. Now they're running rampant in the street and nothing is being done. They do not back the police. And now two police officers killed in McAllen, Texas, just like that. Is there a funeral? Is there a horse-drawn carriage for these two police officers, these two heroes who went on, as I've said a million times on this show, a domestic violence call? You go on a domestic violence call, you take your life in your hands, exactly what happened. One creep who had been in jail, they let him out. They let him out. The press is talking about keeping Roger Stone in jail and how bad it was, the commutation of President Trump and Roger Stone. Yet this creep thug ended up killing himself. And forgive me, but, you know, he's going to rot in hell. And he shot these two, Officer Garza and Ismael Chavez in McAllen, Texas. They walked up to the door. Guns start blazing from the other side. The officers, according to the chief, Texas Police Chief Victor Rodriguez, said in a statement, they never had a chance. The police never had a chance. Now, where's the funeral? But I want to see the funeral, Al Sharpton, of this one-year-old that got shot, and now she got killed in Brooklyn over the weekend. You know, where was she? Was she in the middle of a Brooklyn barbecue? It was a young kid. Boy, one-year-old boy, fatally struck in the stomach. A young boy shot in Brooklyn at a barbecue, for God's sake, at de Blasio's painting Black Lives Matter on the streets of New York with Al Sharpton. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. So everything that you feel, everything that you sense, and I'm telling you, and I see it on Twitter, I see it, and I know you might have been longtime fans or something. You might have been checking out Saturday Night Live. And you listen to the show, and then you tweet, and you think it's smart to be on the street, to go up against everything that Donald Trump stands for, to go against everything that the United States stands for. You know what I say to you respectfully and with love as a fellow citizen? You gotta just walk away from all of this evil that is permeating America. There is, and these people, I could see they're borderline. They feel like they have to protest. They have to go there because no one's telling them that it's wrong. This is Uncle Joe on the radio, if I may. All right. It's Uncle Joe. What you're doing is wrong. It's wrong. You can't just go protest. If you believe in something, run for office. Go in there. Run for office. I dare you. You got the guts to do that? Run for office and put your own people in. And unfortunately, that hasn't worked in Chicago. Where this mayor, Lightfoot, Chicago, 63 people shot, and I think 20 or so people. I got to check these stats from Chicago because I don't even like to tell you these stats. But for goodness sake, there are dozens killed in Chicago. This was just over a weekend. How do you protest? How do you protest? And most of these people shot are black. Where's Black Lives Matter? I don't want to hear Black Lives Matter has to do with police shootings. That doesn't hold up. That argument is flawed. That argument is a failed argument because statistically that is not true. They shoot more white people than black people. So don't talk to me. So to all the young people that want to step out there and protest, you're just not making any sense. And if you just want to cause chaos, then you really should talk to somebody. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a psychiatrist. Talk to a priest. Talk to a rabbi, you know, an imam. Talk to somebody. because you're on the wrong track here. You know, and to you who understand everything I'm talking about and seeing your country slip away, we will get it back. But we have to be really vigilant now because the press, the Communist Party, and the Democratic Party, they're all together on one to take down this country. They think it's to win an election. They have no idea. They're taking down the country. And don't think that Russia and Iran and North Korea and every terror nation in the Middle East is watching this and expecting this and helping those globalists take us down. So you and I have to be extra vigilant. This is the United States of America. And they're not going to mess with us. They think. And thank you for showing up for those police protests. Joe Imperatrice, Sergeant Imperatrice is going to join us. It's time to show up, and it's time for Governor Cuomo to remove Mayor de Blasio from office. I say that with respect. You know, I don't get dramatic. It's time for Andrew to say, Bill, your time is done. I'm not going to allow a 1-year-old shot at a barbecue in Brooklyn. It stops now. Can't make it up. You can't make it up. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And then I went to church this weekend. And good morning to you, Debbie Duham. 6 o'clock. I said, I go to church. And then right? I swear to God, literally, they say, did you make a reservation? Did I make a reservation? I said, what? Now, what reservation? I'm going to make a reservation. Oh, yes, you have to make a reservation. I said, well, let me sit in the back. No, you have to make a reservation. Jesus, it's Joe. Look, do you have a pew for four? Can you fit me in today? Yeah. What am I doing? A reservation for church. For church.
Some parishes are doing that. Mm-hmm.
But what? It's an insult. It's an insult to everything we believe in, to everything Christ believed in. So you know what I did? I went to a drive-in mass. I did the drive-in
mass.
You did? Yeah. So I went to a little church out in the boondocks of Jersey, and it was great. I'll tell you about it when I came back, because in the middle of it, there was huge downpour. I was grateful that I was in my car at least, you know. But, oh, my God. Did you get to church this weekend?
Yeah, I've been at my parish the last 3 weekends. Last week I went to a different parish, but we didn't have to make a reservation, but they do have a limit on how many people they'll allow into each mass.
Bogus. Yeah, so the whole thing is bogus. I'm not buying it. Sorry, Deb. 6:21. Deb's on the road. Yeah, no, unbelievable.
Let you in.
No. Sorry. Yeah. I was talking to a bouncer at a nightclub. You know.
I know.
Hey, come on, man. I got to get in. I got here. Can I tip? Can I tip somebody? It's church.
That's crazy.
Only in 2020. 6:21 right now. Debbie's on the road checking traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. And because of that shooting over in Brooklyn, we do have some ongoing issues at that intersection. Also, an accident here as you head over to 18th Avenue in Brooklyn. It looks like an accident investigation getting up toward that area of Ocean Parkway. Watch for slowdowns on the eastbound Gowanus by Atlantic Avenue. Stop-and-go traffic here on that BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue with an accident. And the westbound belt right by Rockaway Boulevard, that's a collision as well. Still pretty busy on the Harlem River Drive, southbound, getting down through the 130s. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly here on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out past Hampton Bays. LIE westbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay, getting reports of a problem. And it looks like 17 northbound, the ramp to Route 3. Watch out for some ongoing activity there with a sinkhole. And problems continue on 59. It's closed by College Road in Tallman, New York, up in Rockland. It's an accident with a down pole. Looks like we'll see partly cloudy sky today with a high of 89. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie Duham. Thank you, Debbie. Joe Piscopo and Al Gattulo. We are all taking Balance of Nature religiously. Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I tell you what, it builds up your immunity system.
Well, Joe, you can't say that. That's a clinical claim. We're going to come after you because you made an error.
No, I'm not telling you any clinical claim. I ain't telling you nothing about the FDA or anything like that. I am telling you what works for me and Alan Debbie, and that is Balance of Nature. We take it. I'll tell you, you take the fruits and vegetables. It builds up your immune. Fruits and vegetables build up your immune system. That's not a clinical claim. That's a fact. You get antioxidants from the fruits and vegetables. It fights the free radicals in your body, and your body is stronger, just like that. And you know, people say their hair feels better. You hear those testimonials for Balance of Nature, right? Their skin feels better, like that. But the stress that we have to put up with, just watching the news, dealing with the news, right? You need your immune system to be strong, not to mention with the virus that apparently won't go away. So I invite you to go to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code The Answer, because you will get free shipping, I said, and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Check that now. The best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. That's not a clinical claim. That is a fact. And how do I build up my immune system? And how does Debbie and Al, how do they build up their immune system? It's with Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use that discount code. The Answer.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio or Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, also Saturday evenings at 6, and then Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe Biscuit on the radio. So, 627. I want to go to church. It's so true. So I said, okay, where am I going? So I go into my local, beautiful little local parish there, and I'm thinking it's past the pandemic. You know, we're beyond this pandemic to a degree. And everything that you see about the pandemic, question it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything I hear that's coming out of the medical community. The stats, I don't believe anything I hear on other news media. I don't believe it. I just don't. And yes, this is a vicious virus. Yes, people have died, not near the amount that they're telling you. Trust me, at one point in years to come, they will investigate. Someone will have the courage and the guts and the wherewithal. If I had the ability at this station, I would do it ourselves here. You know, but we don't have that ability. So I would hope that a big, you know, news organization investigates how many people really died from quote unquote COVID-19, this Wuhan, China virus. How many people really died from it? It's not 150,000. It's not. It's about half of that. They're lying to us. And I think they're lying. And when they say to you, I saw a Steve Hilton on his show last night before I went to bed. I just happened to watch it. He was right on the money. And at least to me, some broadcasters are common sense broadcasters, and Fox News will deal with you straight. And what Steve was saying, and it's very, very true. If you get the virus, it doesn't mean it's not a death knell. They're younger. It's like a cold to somebody who's younger. It's like a cold and they get over it. You know, is it dangerous? Is it contagious? Can it kill you? If you're older, yeah, Yeah, but they're just blowing it up. They're blowing it up. You will see, trust me, and you'll see this morning on the news, that we've hit our peak. We've had more cases of, and there's the key word, cases of coronavirus, they'll say. Cases of COVID-19. Cases, it's the China virus, and cases doesn't mean deaths. And then they're trying to tie in a mortality rate, and it makes me literally nauseous, I have to tell you, is that they have the medicine for it. We've talked about it on this radio show. You know, I don't need a big organization. We do enough research. We get the great guests that are so correct so much. And people tell us from Stephen Greer, they tell us, like Dr. Greer tells us, that the hydroxychloroquine, the azithromycin, and the zinc work. Remdesivir works. Now they have another steroidal drug that worked. It worked. Give the medicine. They shouldn't have been asking for ventilators. They should have been asking for medicine. It's common sense. It's common sense. And like we've said on the show, if the doctor says no, you can't, and you get a doctor like we had when I took Olivia for her test, the Dr. Evil, that guy, you know, you got to tell them what you want. You got to say, no, I want this drug. Well, we can't get the drug. Well, you know what? Get it. You get it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that we have to go through this. And you and I know. And while all this is going around us, they shut down the whole country. It causes this riot because some dopey individual takes the life of the guy's a lifelong criminal in George Floyd, but you know, the way he took his life, inexcusable, inexcusable. But as inexcusable is this 1-year-old shot dead in Brooklyn at a barbecue over the weekend. As inexcusable are the 13 people killed in Chicago over the weekend. 63 shot. It's a war zone. It's the United States of America. We went through this in the 60s. Have we not learned anything? A rhetorical question. Unbelievable. So I go to church. Let me give thanks to church. I got to go to church. I go to my church. You got to make a reservation. What am I doing? Hey, Jesus say, you got to get a pew for four, please. Do you mind? Yeah, close to the altar. Man. Yeah, here's a little something extra, Jesus, you know? Yes, my son. Sorry, my son. We're sold out. I can't get into church. Guy said, can I sneak in the back? No. Oh, no. You can't sneak in the back because you'll have the virus and you'll spread the virus and wear your mask. I swear to goodness. If this is, and I'm telling you right now, this is, and you think, and I know what you're thinking. It's a shutdown of Christianity. It's a shutdown of religion all over. It's exactly what this is. This is our buddy Tony who listens religiously to the show, and we appreciate her doing that. She said, they're taking away little things little by little. You want Joe Biden in? Yeah. Go ahead. You vote for Joe Biden. You think it's bad now? There'll be cities burning. God forbid there'll be cities burning in patches because they won't know what to do. They'll just hand it over to these protesters who are lost, misguided souls who don't even understand what they're doing. Go to church. I got to make a reservation. So then I go, well, all right. So I come back and I go, okay, then where can I go? And I find another church. And there's a 5 o'clock mass. The one was 4. And then there was a 5 o'clock. So I drove over to a little country church in Huntington County. And they were like 20 cars lined up. So I'm thinking, what is this, a drive-in movie? No, I didn't know what, but it was a drive-in mass. So I checked it online, drive-in mass, and I'm sitting there with other people, and keep your masks on. So I'm looking at people in their cars, and they have their mask on in the car with the window up. It's like, you know, sure, whatever you want, the mask thing. Everybody's obsessed about the mask. So now I'm at church. I'm on a field. I'm not at church. I'm outside the church in my car. And I'm on, now the priest, God bless him, and you got to appreciate the priest, what they're doing now. He comes out and he starts to say the mass, and he's got, thank God, a little canopy, because little by little, also I see raindrops start to fall. This is Saturday afternoon, right? And then I happened to have on the radio Seriously Sinatra, you know, XM Sirius, and the name was of the song that the old man was about to sing. Of course, I had the volume down, of course, but it came up. Here's that rainy day. I swear to goodness gracious, I go, you know, this doesn't look too good. A torrential downpour. Like it, and I'm telling you, if you believe, and I know what you're thinking, I thought the same way. Man, there's a force out there that just wants to shut us down. You know, and thank God the priest went right through it. He went right through it, man. He stayed right through it. He went in the canopy, said the mass. And yes, they took a collection. They took a collection with the thing. They took the basket around to the cars. I thought, where are we? This is so, and you know, so I went, oh, so I put the money in the collection. And then they go, we'll give out the host, the communion, after the mass. So sure enough, the rain lets up. And I stayed there and we listened to the gospel, listened to church. It's about 40 minutes, half hour. And then the priest goes, listen to me, car to car to give communion. How dedicated is that priest? What a great disciple of Christ is that priest, huh? I thought that was so cool. Meantime, I took the communion with a gloved hand, spray a little disinfectant on the host. You don't know. You never know. The body of Christ, yeah? And the body of Christ is now sterilized. And here we go. Thank you. Amen, Father. Thank you very much. And I got my mass in. But my God, I'm telling you, it's not just that it's going to spread. It has nothing to do with germs. It has all to do with shutting down. I'm totally convinced of it. The gyms are shutting down. They won't open up anything. And the governor keeps going with the mask. And you and I, we just got to go onward and forward because we have to really, you have to be vigilant about everything and be careful about everything. But they just want, I'm telling you, I'm convinced they just want to take us down, you know, and they want to take away everything that we believe in. And they're using this virus as an excuse, including allowing these riots to happen. And you know what? It's a good thing that they're starting to show up for the police. And so we have Joe Imperatrice. He's a Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. He's the founder of Blue Lives Matter New York City. They had a great rally. There was another rally in New York. So they're showing up for the police, which we appreciate. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us next hour. We're going to talk about that Goya food drive, you know, and support of the Staten Island and Brooklyn police, please. Gordon Chang, you know, if you're confused about China and why we're not doing anything against China. What should we do about China spewing the virus? How intentional it was. You don't want to miss Gordon Chang. With sanctions, what's happening with sanctions? Are we doing anything? Gordon Chang will give you the whole breakdown. Arthur Idala is with us. Ed Mullins, president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association. The police are just, you know what I always say to all the police officers listening, we love you, we thank you. Unbelievable what they have to go through in New York City. Yet, the mayor is painting a mural to irritate the president of a Marxist organization that has nothing to do with saving black lives on the streets of New York. Yet police officers are getting attacked in New York City. There's mass bedlam in New York. We'll hear what Ed Mullins has to say. You don't want to miss that. Hey, Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the show. We love Dr. Gorka. We're going to talk about Roger Stone's commuted sentence and how everybody's so excited. Adam Schiff came out from under his rock. You know, he slithered out from under his rock and he starts talking about how bad that is and forgetting the lies he told in front of Congress as the House Intelligence Committee went on that Mueller situation, that hoax, that witch hunt, that probe. And Adam Schiff doesn't say anything about all the mistakes he made. He's just got Roger Stone is a free man. And I'm just saying this. I mean, you know, we don't have any really promotion on the program or promotion on the radio station. And that's what I love you for listening, because we're as organic as it gets. And it's a word of mouth situation from New York to around the world. And I love you for listening. And I love you hitting me up on social media, because you know what? Maybe we don't need this, you know, the big promotion or anything like that, because you're kind enough to listen. And you absolutely get it. And when Roger Stone jumps on this radio show for 25 minutes, you know, on last week, and when he jumps on Roger Stone, and then the very next day, actually, it must have been 9-8 hours later that day, the president commutes a sentence. I'm just saying, you know, somebody's listening. Somebody's listening. And I'm proud to tell you, Roger, he's on with Sean tonight. The radio he's doing tomorrow is this radio show, Roger Stone on the show. Look, you like Roger or not, that's not my concern. What happened to Roger, what happened to General Flynn, what happened to Paul Manafort, and they will roll these people out in these ads for Joe Biden. Look at the Donald Trump administration, the corruption. It's not that. It's the deep state. It's the lifelong bureaucrats like Mueller, who has an audacity to open his mouth after babbling. He had his chance. He blew it. And he goes after Roger Stone, saying he was guilty and that there was collusion, when it was proven there was no collusion. Where's the press on this except for Fox News? Well, listen, you don't want to miss Dr. Gorka. He'll rip it up for you this morning. Hey, 6:38 with Joe on the radio. So much to get into. My goodness. That's a weekend. It's a regular weekend in America. I'm trying to grasp it all for you. But so help me God, we're going to make it. So help me God, we're going to do it. When I see people, Joe, you give us hope. Let me give you more hope. We got this. We're going to make, but you got to stay vigilant on who you vote for, what you listen to, what you show up for. We can take this back. You know what? Because good prevails over evil. And what's being spewed upon us from this virus, from the political way left, it's evil. It's nothing short of power and control on their part. They could care less about you, about me, about any person of color, about the inner city. They don't care. They don't care. It's power and control. And we're here to stop that. In the name of God, good will prevail over evil. 6:39 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 6:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. For the first time since the coronavirus pandemic hit New York, the state's biggest city is reporting no deaths. New York City, once the nation's epicenter of the virus, ended a four-month stretch where they had a death every day since March 11th. The city has seen more than 18,000 deaths since its first tally. The highest single-day total was on April 7th at 597. The state reported just five total deaths Sunday, but didn't say where they occurred. Health officials in Union County say they think an outbreak of COVID-19 cases can be linked to recent parties in Westfield. Westfield has not reported any new coronavirus cases for 2 weeks until June 30th. 17 new cases have been reported since then. Officials say most of the new cases are people between the ages of 18 and 24 years old and had attended graduation and 4th of July parties. In sports, Giants and Jets may find out today whether they'll be reporting to camp in a few weeks. Multiple reports say the NFL and union will meet about return to work terms. The players want daily testing and no preseason, while the league favors testing on alternate days and two preseason games. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur northbound up by the area of 16W. Watch out for an accident here, and it looks like this one also involves a tanker fire, so do expect a lot of fire department activity here on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur, getting up towards 16W and up toward East Rutherford. Also, 78 eastbound as you get into exit 57, the ramp for 1 and 9. It's an accident investigation getting into the local lanes over there on that exit ramp. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Traffic is still moving slowly for you this morning as you head to the westbound belt right at Ocean Parkway. Serious accident there. That one involves a police car as well. Eastbound BQE on the brakes up toward Atlantic Avenue. That's an accident. It's pretty busy this morning on the Harlem River Drive south, getting down toward the RFK Bridge. And checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 89 degrees. Alternate side suspended, metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
In small business, competition can be brutal. Over 90% of your potential customers read online reviews before buying. If your company's online reputation doesn't reflect how your customers feel about your business, then your competitor is getting the sale. If you're going to win the battle, you have to manage your company's online reputation. Reviews911.net wants to offer you a free trial of our online reviews management platform that you can have up and running in about 5 minutes. You'll learn how to replace bad reviews with good ones and how current reviews can make you show up at the top of local search results. Improve your customer's brand experience and get more reviews on the sites that matter most, like Google, Yelp, Facebook, and all the rest, so that new customers will find you first. Win the Small Business Slugfest when you text WIN to 411-411. Reviews911.net. Text the word WIN to 411-411 to get your free trial today. Text WIN to 411-411. Text WIN to 411-411.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Route 22 Toyota is open. I'm very excited to tell you about that. My good friends at Route 22 Toyota right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. They got this great state-of-the-art service center, you know, and brand spanking. It's a couple of years old, but it's brand new, state-of-the-art. I love everything about Route 22 Toyota, and I love it because they treat you like family. That's what I love about it. The way they treated my sister, Mike Gallagher, this is the way they treat you like family. So, and then I went in. Remember I told you I needed a car for Mikey. I don't know what to get. So, you know what? I called Route 22 Toyota. I called Iggy there, and he got me. They have so many dealerships, by the way, outside of Route 22 Toyota, the Bram Motor Auto Group. And I went down. I got a great, safe car from a boy, you know. And they're just like family, and they care about you. And now they're like social distancing. They're wearing masks, and I love that they're fogging every vehicle, disinfecting every vehicle that comes in. But they're open at Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you a number because Alex Cancela over there is offering for qualified buyers no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for up to 5 years. No payments for 90 days, 0% interest up to 5 years. Are you kidding me? So here's the number, 855-621-9949, all right? You say, look, I heard you on Joe Piscopo's radio show, and I'm calling. What can you do for me? You'll be so pleased, and you'll be so amazed you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to a car dealer, right? Every car dealer you go to is like, oh, that's the guy, ah, what a no dummies at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Call for details. You tell them, look, Joe sent you, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest and no payments for 90 days. That is the smart way to buy. And again, you don't have to deal with dummies. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Bless you, my son. I would like to make a reservation for church, Father. Oh, my son, we have no room. I'm sorry, could you come back next week? Father, can I tip you? If I leave a little tip, can you get me into the church? I'm sorry. Don't forget to wear your mask, my son.
It's out of control. It's like a bad sketch. Am I right, Albert? What's going on? You don't go to church.
I mean, no, I don't. Not that I don't feel bad. I feel bad
Sorry, my son.
A lot of these churches have been doing that where you have to make a reservation to go in to the church. Now,
I would suggest making a reservation at church. Calling a priest and need a church. I'm not going to go to a restaurant. I have enough problems going to a restaurant. I don't even want to go to a restaurant.
All right,
I'm
so
not
here's
gonna
an
make a reservation at
here's
church.
An alternative. Yeah. Here's an alternative. Why not have the church, you put speakers outside, right? And those who can't make it, can't go into the church because of social distancing, you broadcast the mass outside so you can pull up it. And if it's, you know.
You're right.
Right.
But I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. Al ran on the money. And that's what I did. I drove up. You guys are too young. Who remembers the little speakers that you hung on your window when you go
remember.
To a drive-in?
Oh, yeah. A&W Root Beer.
You weren't even born yet. Joseph Bealy, don't tell me you remember yet. You do not remember that. I know you.
Well, I know it from the Flintstones. They have the shell that they put on the car.
That's the reference. That's great. And that is so true. That's a Flintstone. Yeah, that's when I was born.
No, but you know
back
what?
Back in the Stone Age.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Here's the other problem that I have. I was out to eat with friends on Saturday night.
Hello, Jesus. Can I come into church, Jesus? I didn't make reservations. Will you let me in church, Jesus Christ? Please let me in.
praise the Lord. Sorry, you can't get in. You can't say a prayer. Oh, and you know, and they're doing a dance down in Trenton. They're doing a dance in Trenton that, yo, they can't go to church. Yes, we figured out how to keep them out of church. Ah, socialists. I'm sorry, Al. Go ahead. Yes.
I was out to dinner on Saturday night with friends, and the one thing that they're asking you to do is that, okay, it's outdoor dining, but they want you to wear a mask while you go to your table.
Eat while
right?
you're
and once
eating?
You get, No. When you get to your table, you can take the mask off. I cannot tell you there was at least three groups of people that walked up on this patio that I was on.
Yeah.
They didn't have masks on, and they were told, you have to have a mask on in order to walk to your table. The one family was flabbergasted that they had to walk back to their car and then come back with their mask. This is what they want you to do. Why can't you just do it?
The frustration is this, because it's the lies that we were told in at the height of this pandemic in March and in April. They said no masks. Now they're saying masks. It's bogus. I wear a mask because I'm a germaphobe and I don't trust it. And I'm going to get on a plane. I'll wear a hazmat suit. But that's me. But the mask thing, why? And no one is answering it. They're not taking all of the ability that they have at the news networks, and they're not seeing how many COVID deaths are there really. 60 Minutes, where are you on this, for God's sake? Go after how many COVID deaths, and why not they will ask the Donald Trump administration about the mask situation, and of course they're going to blame him, but medically now, why the mask now? Why now? What is it doing now when in the height of the pandemic they didn't say masks? They have no idea what they're doing. That doctor, Dr. Evil, that did the corona test on my daughter, which I can't even get the results now. It's an embarrassment. It's United States of America. I called, they never call back. I call, that's my daughter, I call for the test. Maybe 3-4 days. It's America. It's the whole thing is
well,
bogus.
I don't buy that. It should not have taken them 4 days. I got blood taken by the oncologist, and I had my results back the next within an hour.
Well, that's your personal one. So you and I have the ability, and we appreciate the ability that we have to do that, Al, because you're Al Gattulo. That's why they say
no. It has nothing to do with me. I'm
you
just
said,
saying
you know who I am. I want it now. And they,
I did
and they
not
capitulate.
Say that. I did
I
not
am
say
Al Gattulo.
That.
I no. am. I am moving to ESPN
not
shortly,
that.
But right now
I did
I'm
not
with Joe
say
Piscopo.
That. And, did not say that.
I got
None
one foot out the door
true.
With
no,
from a beer, the beer network that is being. I am Al Gattulo. Do you know who I am? And they said, we better get this test.
I have
back
never
now.
Said that. Never said that.
I don't have
fake
time
news.
For calls.
Fake news. We can take the calls when we come back.
Okay, 651, right. Joey Al, Joe Sabilia. I got some dating advice for Joe Sabilia from
Ooh.
Listeners. This is, oh, yeah, look at that. We got a whole morning going. And I
have to tell you about the dermatologist.
For,
it was a little.
Oh, my God, yeah. Hmm. Is this Svetlandia? Svetlandia, your dermatologist?
Dermatologist, not reflexologist.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a doctor for everything. I love this guy. Hey, Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there on the roads. It is 651 right now on AM 970. The answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening out here as you take a ride to the westbound belt right by Rockaway Boulevard. They just cleaned up an accident, but it's still busy on the westbound belt over by Ocean Parkway. That's a serious accident. This one involves a police car. So westbound belt out by Ocean Parkway, watch out for that ongoing investigation. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by Atlantic Avenue. That's a collision as well. And it looks like an accident investigation in Brooklyn over on 65th, getting out toward 20th Avenue as well. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride out to the LIE, some stop-and-go traffic, LIE West, right through Jericho Turnpike. You're building again, heading out through Casino Boulevard. As you head to the Hudson River crossing, still minor at the George Lincoln and the Holland Tunnel, watch for some slowdowns as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North at 16W on the ramp. It's an overturned tanker truck over there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Breathe out.
and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously, he's...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
AT&T, $76 a month. Verizon Wireless, $83 a month. Sprint, $92 a month. That is what the average family of four is saving a month on their cell phone service by switching to Pure Talk USA. Looking to cut costs and free up cash on a monthly basis? Start today with Pure Talk USA. Pure Talk covers 99% of Americans. Their call center is all based right here in America, and their chairman and CEO is a U.S. veteran. He cares deeply about serving the country, and right now he's doing it by saving you money every month on your wireless bill. I'm a customer, and you should be too. Just dial #250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager for unlimited talk and unlimited text and 2 gigabytes of data for just $20 a month. Plus, you get 50% off your first month. Stop paying too much to big wireless providers. Switch to Pure Talk today and save 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say the keyword Dennis Prager. That's #250, keyword Dennis Prager. Pure Talk USA, simply smarter wireless.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity. There's a new book that puts famous insane leaders in historic perspective. It's called History's 9 Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the 9 most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. Order the new book, History's 9 Most Insane Rulers, today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Though our day began with a shower in spots, especially east of the city, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be very warm and humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm in the area this afternoon, high 87. Clearing tonight, though 69. Tomorrow, more sun than clouds and warm, but less humid, high 86. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe telling you about Relief Factor, relieffactor.com. You got to go to relieffactor.com. You got to take it. I'm telling you, three times a day. I would take it three times a day. It's what I do. I'm telling you what I do. It will be at your house in 2 to 3 days, and you'll be amazed. I'm telling you, if I'm not vigilant on it, I could feel that knee pain coming back. And I don't know. This is really amazing what the founders, father, son founders, Pete and Seth Talbot, owners of Relief Factor, have come up with. I don't know how they do it, because I would have a pain on the right side of my knee going. By the way, I had surgery on the knee too. That worked out well, huh? No, I said, because I had a meniscus tear, and then I never have the knee pain. It started to hurt. So I went, I don't want to go back and get cut again, man. You don't want to go back and get cut again. So I started hearing about Relief Factor, and I knew Pete and Seth personally, and I hear these amazing things about relieffactor.com, right? And so I said to Laura, our sales chief, get in touch with Pete, would you? Let me talk to Pete for a second and Seth. So we had a Zoom meeting, I was in, and then they sent everything, and they jumped on board the radio show, this show, the Piscopo show. They jumped on board here to advertise, and it has been like selling like hotcakes. You know why? Because it works. Because it works. And I want you to jump on that bandwagon with us because it works. And I care enough about it. You're kind enough to join us every morning. You're family. You are family. And like it or not, you're family. We may be a dysfunctional family, but we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning, and I worry about you. And if you're in pain at all, you got to at least try, like everyone is doing, the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of $19.95, about a dollar a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start. Let's do it this morning, all right? ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384. Oh, you know, would you hold on the calls, please? Because you know what? We're here for you. We are here for you. And then you call, and I apologize. I get so worked up. I see the things that are happening. I know what's so wrong. I see the irresponsibility of the mainstream media, or of people just saying, oh, you should be doing this. They're flippant. You know, they're trying to be politically correct, and they're ruining the United States of America. And you and I are not going to let it happen. We're just not going to let it happen. I will fight, so help me God, tooth and nail to remain and retain the dignity of the United States of America. Nicole Maliotakis will join us. We're going to talk about Goya Foods, Gordon Chang, Arthur Idala, Ed Mullins, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice from Blue Lives Matter, New York City. In the name of God Almighty, we're not going down. We have yet begun to fight. Joe on the radio, and we're coming right back at you. Don't go away.